A record number of Americans are living in poverty. That's according to new numbers released today by the Census Bureau for 2009, which also show the number of people who have health insurance decreased for the first time since 1987, when officials started tracking the data. But as FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports, the numbers weren't as bad as many expected.
In 2009, 14.3% of Americans, about 1 in 7, were officially living in poverty. That's up from 13.2% in 2008.
I think there have been a lot of predictions out there projecting the poverty rate going up more than we suggested.
That's David Johnson of the Census Bureau. Economists were predicting a poverty rate as high as 15%, but Johnson says two things contributed to the slightly lower number.
The poverty rate for the elderly actually fell, mainly because of increased Social Security benefits.
And unemployment insurance.
The expansion of that actually brought 3.3 million people out of poverty.
Another factor is that people are living differently. Many more 20 and 30-somethings are living with their parents. This doubling up combines incomes and bumps families above the poverty line. The poverty rate among young people living with their parents would be five times higher if they were on their own. But Harvard economist Bruce Meyer says the overall poverty rate would actually be lower if we took into account all the government programs to help the poor.
The way it's calculated, it doesn't include food stamps, doesn't include tax credits, doesn't include housing benefits, doesn't include Medicaid.
But another problem is that the poverty line is low. In fact, it was lowered in 2009. For a single person, the federal poverty threshold is about $11,000 a year. For a family of four, including two children, it's about $22,000. Kristen Seifelt, public policy professor at Indiana University, says the way this measure's calculated is outdated.
Yes, it was developed in the early 1960s and based on sort of spending patterns in the 60s.
And there's no accounting for differences in cost of living.
So it's the same no matter if you live in New York City or if you live in, you know, rural Wyoming.
She says this recession hit the poor especially hard since welfare reform in 1996 tied welfare to work.
Maybe that approach makes sense when the economy is booming, like it was in the late 90s when this law went into effect. But it's, you know, we don't really have a plan for dealing with poor people who lose their jobs and can't find new ones during periods of a recession.
The new census data also showed 4.4 million more people lacked health insurance last year. Quentin Young with Physicians for a National Health Plan says these numbers show why an employment-based healthcare system doesn't work.
That system is unraveling with the economy and beyond the economy. The cost of health insurance has gone up astronomically.
The numbers released Thursday are part of the annual Current Population Survey. It's based on a sample of 100,000 households from across the country. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.